I'm Hunter Logan. It is time to stack the pucks now. First of the preview between the Columbus Blue Jackets and the Montreal Canadiens. Then we're going to go on and talk about the Ottawa Senators taking on the New Jersey Devils. And a big game for the Devils. They're trying to gain first place in the Metropolitan Division. And the Maple Leafs take on the Hurricanes in another big game down there as the Canes try to fend off the Devils. So a lot of implications in these previews that we're going to get through. But first, we've got to talk about the most riveting matchup of Saturday and all these playoff matchups that are going on. We're talking Blue Jackets and Canadiens. The lines opened up in this game with the Blue Jackets at plus 102 and the Habs at minus 122. Shifted around a little bit now at Columbus at plus 126 and the Habs at minus 152. You can get the Canadiens on the puck line minus 1.5 at plus 170 and the over-under is at 6.5. Now Columbus coming in, they're 23-41-7, 35-36 against the puck line, 38 overs, 32 unders, 9-21-5 on the road. Probably going to be Elvis Merzlikins in net for them tonight. He's 7-17-2 on the year, a 4-10 goals against, an 880 save percentage. Not good. We'll just be flat out, not good. Elvis Merzlikins, he's been, kind of like on the season, not really that great, but it's been a goaltending carousel for them, whether it's Tarasov, Michael Hutchinson, Merzlikins, they had Korpisalo in the mix for a while. They can't seem to find a goalie that fits for him, and obviously they traded Korpisalo so they can get some draft capital back. But Columbus, they have won back-to-back games, both of them overtime games. They're coming off of a win against the Islanders last night, 5-4. It was a weird game to watch, but you take them out, you can get them if you're Columbus. And I guess you could say Columbus kind of lost the game, though, because now they're no longer first to get Connor Bedard. But they're still right there in the middle of that mix. Columbus, 7 of 8 overs on the road. Okay, we see you, CBJ. Now the Canadiens coming in, they're 28-38-6, 39-33 against the puck line, 33 overs, 25 unders, 15-17-3 at home this season. And it's going to be a toss-up between Montembeau and Jake Allen. I think it's going to be Allen tonight, but check daily face-off to see if it is going to be Montembeau in net for them tonight. Allen is 14-24-3, a 3.57 goals against, an 8.91 save percentage. He also has one shutout on the season. And the Canadiens, they've lost three of their last four games. Two of the games have hit the over. And they're coming off of a loss in Boston 4-2 on Thursday. It was a tough matchup for the Canadiens anytime they play Boston this season because it's such a great rivalry throughout the years. And obviously, Boston's just kind of dominating them over the last few seasons. But the Canadiens are going into that next phase of the rebuild. Hopefully next season when Cole Caulfield comes back, they're beginning to jumpstart that because you could see Suzuki's taking another step. Caulfield, before he got injured, he took another step. Kirby Dach seems like he's found a nice home in Montreal. So they just can go out, draft well again, maybe entice some people to come there in free agency. And now you got something because they still have some good veteran players on this team as well. Guys like Josh Anderson, who are contributing at a high level. Mike Hoffman could be a good piece for them to have in the next couple seasons because instead of him just scoring meaningless goals, he can now chip in meaningful goals. And if they could just get this young talent together and learn how to win, now you have something in Montreal. But I do like Montreal at home. They're 1-5 in their last six home games. That trend has to break at some time. Columbus is coming off of a back-to-back of which they won the first game. So I don't really like teams when they win the first of a back-to-back and go on to play a second, on the road especially. So I like the Habs at home in this game, and I like the under to hit. I don't think there's going to be a lot of goals in this game.
Now we're going to do a stack the pucks preview between the Ottawa Senators versus the New Jersey Devils. The Devils are obviously the favorite in this one with their money line at minus 175. And Ottawa sitting at plus 150. The over-under is set at 6.5, with the puck line at minus 1.5 in favor of the Devils at plus 140. Now, Ottawa comes into today 35-32-5, 42-30 against the puck line, 34 overs, 38 unders, and a 15-19-2 record on the road. Now, Ottawa has struggled a lot recently, only winning three of their last 10 games, but that game on Thursday night against Tampa Bay, they absolutely took it to the Lightning, defeating them 7-2. In a shocking twist of events, Alex DeBrincat got the scoring started, putting two goals up within 3 minutes of each other. Then Braden Point, midway through the second, scored for the Lightning to make it 2-1. But Derek Brassard on the power play, with just under 2 minutes remaining in the second period, put the Senators back up two goals by a score of 3-1. 4 minutes into the third, Mikhail Sergachev scored on the power play, but Eric Brandstrom, all by himself, going coast to coast, found the back of the net 5 minutes and 45 seconds into the third, and right then and there, you could see it all over Tampa's faces that they were done, checked out. Meanwhile, Ottawa scored three more after that to make the final score 7-2 Senators. Now, that's a big win for the Senators because it still keeps their playoff hopes alive, seeing as they're sitting just outside the wild card with 75 points and have to somehow get to 81 because the Penguins own that final wild card spot with 80 points with 10 games to go, and the Senators sit at 75 with 10 games to go as well. Ottawa is dealing with some injuries, seeing as their new acquisition, Jacob Chychrun, is doubtful on Saturday due to an undisclosed injury. And as for the over-unders, the over is 5-0 in the Senators' last five Saturday games, while the over is 6-1 in the Senators' last seven versus a team with a winning record. New Jersey, meanwhile, is 45-18-8, 36-35 against the puck line, 33 overs, 34 unders, and a 19-13-4 record at home. New Jersey has also been struggling, seeing as they've lost four of their last five games, including an overtime thriller on Tuesday to the Minnesota Wild by a score of 2-1. Neither team was able to score in the first or second period, but in the third period, Mason Shaw was able to put the Wild up 1-0 just 6.5 minutes into the third period. But a little under 6 minutes later, Timu Meier, the newcomer for the Devils, was able to tie it up at one apiece. And then that's how the third period ended. And when overtime started, no one was able to score until Matt Boldy, with a handful of seconds left, skated the length of the ice. No one was in front of him, being chased by one of the Devils. But with 2 seconds remaining, was able to find the back of the net with Vitek Vanek in net, giving the Wild the 2-1 victory over New Jersey. That is a tough loss for New Jersey, and seeing as they've lost four of their last five games, it's still surprising that they only sit 2 points behind the Hurricanes for that top Metro Division spot. As for some of the injuries, you have Nathan Bastian for the Devils, who is currently out indefinitely due to an upper body injury, and Miles Wood is questionable due to an undisclosed injury. Now, as for some of the betting trends, the Devils are 5-0 in their last five games playing on 0 days rest, while the Devils are also 1-4 in their last five overall. Like I mentioned, the Devils are 1-4 in their last five home games too. Now, in this, Ottawa is feeling high on themselves after taking down the third best team in the Atlantic Division, Tampa Bay Lightning, and I can expect that Ottawa is going to try and come out flying against New Jersey because they're going to need all the points they can get. But I also could see New Jersey just squashing them like a bug. So that being the case, give me the Devils puck line -1.5 at +140.
We continue to stack the pucks now with a preview between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Carolina Hurricanes. The lines opened up in this game with the Leafs at +120 and the Hurricanes at -144. Shifted around a small bit with Toronto now at +122 and the Canes at -146. You can get Carolina on the puck line -1.5 at +175, and the over-under is at 6 in this game. Now, Toronto coming in 43-19-9 on the year, 30-41 against the puck line, 32 overs, 35 unders, 18-12-4 on the road this season. Most likely going to be Matt Murray in net for them tonight. He's 14-7-2, a .292 goals against, a .906 save percentage, and one shutout. I say Murray because I saw that he was the first off to skate today in the morning skate, and also Samsonov is away for the birth of his child. I don't know when the timetable is that he's going to come back, so it's going to be Matt Murray in net for them tonight. I just mentioned his stats. He's been good for them. He's a solid pickup, and he's massive. He's a huge human being, but he's been good for them. But the question is he good enough to beat Tampa? That's all that matters for Toronto. It's not about how many regular season games can they win. Can Austin Matthews score 40 goals again? Can Mitch Marner score 35 goals and get 60 assists? Like, it doesn't matter. They have to beat Tampa in the playoffs. That's what it comes down to with the Maple Leafs. And if they don't, there's going to be major changes ahead for Toronto because that fan base and that ownership is tired of being bounced in the first round. The Leafs have won 3 of the last 4 games. All the games hit the over, and they're coming off of a huge win in Florida. They destroyed the Panthers 6-2 because they got roughed up by the Islanders, turned around, went to Florida in a game that the Panthers needed to have, and they just shut the Panthers down. They took them out 6-2, like I mentioned. It was a big, big win for Toronto. And obviously, like I said, it doesn't really matter what they do for the rest of the season, but they need to just get momentum and find a way to beat Tampa. I can't say the Leafs have 3 of 4 overs after a win. So, okay, getting overs after wins. We love to see that. Love goals. Now, the Hurricanes, on the other hand, they're 46, 16, and 8, 30 and 40 against the puck line, 31 overs, 37 unders, 24, 9, and 2 at home this season. Probably going to be Frederik Andersen in net for them tonight. He's 19 and 8 on the year, a 2.44 goals against, a 903 save percentage. He also has one shutout this season. And the Hurricanes, they're 2-1 in their last three. Two of the games hit the under, but they're coming off of a loss against the Rangers. They played a home and home with them. They played Tuesday night. They scored a late goal in the third period to beat the Rangers at the Garden. Turn around to Thursday when they play at home against the Rangers. Adam Fox scores a goal like middle to late of the third period. Sinks the Carolina Hurricanes. And next thing you know, both teams trade late third period goals. Now, one trend for Carolina, obviously they are injured. And Svechnikov being out is the biggest loss, I think, of the season for any team. He's the leading goal scorer for the Hurricanes. That is a tough loss if they want to beat the Rangers in a playoff series, or the Devils for that matter. Anybody. They're going to need to get timely goals, and he's the guy that would always do it. The Canes, 7 of 9 home unders. That's something to keep an eye on. They always hit that home under. For whatever reason, it's what they do. I like the Leafs in this game mainly because the Hurricanes are kind of leaking oil as of late. So I like the Leafs on the road in this game. Plus, it's not often you get Toronto at plus money. And I like the over in this game. I think there's going to be goals in this game. For more NFL, NBA, and NHL game and betting previews out of the Sports Betting Stack, I'm Hunter Logan with a Stack the Pucks preview between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Carolina Hurricanes.